Obviously, you know, we're disappointed about yesterday. The guys understand that shooting yourself in the foot penalty-wise and turnovers, it's hard to overcome. So, fortunately, though, there's a lot of good things to teach from. Our third down conversion, we were 58%. Our fourth down conversion, we were 100%. We rushed the ball the way we want to. We had 126 yards rushing. I think we had an average around 4 point some yards, and we did a pretty good job of having four balls over 20 yards. Happy with that. But like I said, you know, the turnovers were key, and we just got to eliminate that part of the equation more than anything else, just keep working to improve this week.
The thing that hurt so much in the turnovers too was the return yardage on it, which set them up so close.
Yes, you know, they had the one on the 1 yard line, and then the other one was like on the four, and needless to say, we already received something from the league about, and they knew it was the defender was offside, but it does us no good now. But it's like I tell the players, you just got to keep playing, and you got to get the guy down sooner, and you can't turn around looking for the flags because it does you no good.
And the other, I guess the flip side of the turnovers is that I know these things, they you want them to happen, but you just can't make them happen sometimes, but no takeaways either.
No, we had no takeaways, yeah. We were minus two in the takeaway margin.
As you get into the second half, what was the – you think the key to the turnaround, both offensively and defensively? I mean, it was a real domination in the second half, and that defense, you shut down their offense virtually the entire second half, and the offense really moved the ball a lot.
Yeah, you know, our defense did a nice job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket, making him throw from out of the well. I think the week before he had like 256. This week we kept him to about 160. He's a dual threat guy, I think we start playing a lot more soundly defensively and understanding our landmarks to make sure that we were on our spots.
Is there any update on injuries? I know with Jake going out at left tackle, and then was there something with Matt Jones?
Matt's just a little stiff right now. He just got a little stiffness. Jake will talk with the doctors and get a full evaluation. Same with Hopkins. We'll get a full evaluation, and then they'll let us know what we need to do.
It looked like the guys who came in on the offensive line looked like did a pretty good job there, even coming in a tough situation.
Mr. Allen, DeJohn, did a nice job. He was solid. And then Andrew McDonald came in at left tackle and did some good things. And, you know, obviously Jake won't play this week for sure. And so Andrew will be getting the reps, and that'll help him, I think, also with his preparation.
You sound curious, just you and generally in the league, with the point after conversions. Is everybody trying to get a feel for what is the best way to go about it and which ones to try? I know sometimes it's situations, but I guess it's new for everybody and trying to figure out what the best thing to do is.
Well, yeah, it is true, but we have to be more effective. That's where we've kind of haven't done a good job. I think we're 0-for-6 right now in our conversions on 2 points. So we have to do a much better job converting. And I think it starts in practice. And it'll be more situational work for us to really focus in on and concentrate on.
After the final touchdown, was there any thought, I know, goes through your head, should we try to kick it and stop them or go for an onside kick? But there was, it seemed there was enough time left if you could have stopped them.
Well, once they got the first down, it was over. My initial thought was we'd still have 50 seconds left if we would have got to stop. But we didn't, so then the clock just ran out. My probably bigger administrative mistake was in the first half, around 3 minutes left or 4 minutes left, when I went for the fourth, fourth and one, instead of kicking it, going for the and kicking the field goal, because now we're only down by one or two, instead of, you know, you're down by four. So at the end of the game, that one's on me, because we have a good kicker, good strong leg, very accurate guy, and I just got to take the points and just move forward.
As you told me about moving forward, last thing from us, have you looked ahead to New York yet? Had a chance to look at them, or still in the process?
Oh no, 24-hour rule. We're going forward. Already start watching tape, and they do a nice job defensively. And we're going to have to come up with a good game plan to get ready for them.
Sure, be looking forward to being home after the first 2 weeks on the road.
Yes, it'd be nice to have the home crowd behind us. It'll be fun. That'll be a fun atmosphere.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.